Where am I at and what got me here? Well, hey, hi, hello. I am Charmaine Spencer. Some of you onto SER may know me better by the Wicked Bandit, but I'm going to let you know a little bit about my journey in community radio and broadcasting and hopefully where I hope to go one day. I'm 27 and I started volunteering in community radio about 6, nearly 7 years ago when I was technically kicked out of uni for not going enough. I was really kind of lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I tried a bunch of different courses and subjects, and it was really kind of hard for me at the time because I did really well in high school. I topped my class. I got ducks of the high school, and then to like not really be doing well at uni, I was kind of feeling really embarrassed and really lost and not sure what I was really destined to do. And I always thought I'd really like uni, so I was a bit kind of thrown off by that whole course of events. And I was driving around in Eastwood at the time, which is where I was living, and just like listened to the radio. I was just channel surfing because I, you know, didn't charge my phone or something and couldn't listen to my music, and stumbled across some wicked jazz, some amazing jazz music being played. And I was just like, what is that? Where is that coming from? And didn't make note of the station at the time, but when I got home and I was Googling, I was trying to find like wicked jazz stations in Sydney, and actually stumbled across Eastside Radio, another community radio station over in Paddington. And at this point in time, I never knew that you could volunteer in radio or media. And as soon as I kind of found out that that was like a thing that existed, I was just like, oh my God, like, you know, I have nothing to do right now. I'm not going to university. I'm going to volunteer at this radio. So yeah, that kind of was the start of my community radio journey. And luckily enough, I really loved what I did. I got better at what I did. It was about 3 years after I started volunteering in community radio that I was lucky enough to get a job in broadcasting and community radio. So I actually am really lucky to get paid to work in this sector, which is really rare and definitely a privilege. I was working at Shaver Shop at the time, classic, you know, real passionate about hair removal. And I was assistant manager, and I remember I was talking to one of my casuals about radio and about the show I do, and he just offhandedly said, well, why don't you try and get a radio job? And I was like, you know what, dude, I am going to get a radio job. And so went and had a search and stumbled across a job going with the Community Radio Network at the CBAA, which is the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. And I have been there ever since doing this really important work. Yeah, I think that's kind of what got me here, I suppose. I also like to play records and DJ. Yeah, so maybe more of that would be good. Question 2, where are you going? I'd like to think I'm progressing in 2 directions at the same time, really. I feel like there's 2 parts of my radio journey. There is that more serious side of me that really thrives in the kind of operational work I do with the CBAA and the governance work I do by being on the board of Eastside Radio, and really feel like I could, you know, manage a station or service one day, or work for one of the big broadcasters and kind of follow that, you know, that career progression in working in the media, and kind of being a boss at it, you know, not just someone who is behind the scenes, but, you know, behind the scenes in a big kind of way. That's what I'd like to hope I'm going towards. But then there's also that other side of me that loves playing music, that loves curating content, that loves, playing records with the Queen Bee Collective at Hive. And, you know, I used to think I got just this, incomparable joy from playing music on the radio, but playing music for a crowd of people, and you can kind of see how they vibe with your selections and choices, like right in front of you, is just so amazing. And that's such a fun thing. And there's this community of people that love music and celebrate good music across Sydney that I'd love to become more a part of. And on another project, the Honey Trap Sound System, we're slowly building this monumental sound system, like by hand, DIY sound creation, and it's really amazing to see that come alive. And I'd like to hope we're taking our big rig out to lots of events and places across Sydney and the country, and, you know, kind of elevating women in sound. That's the two directions I have. I'm at that fork in the road of like, where do I go? Where can I go? Can I do both? I don't know. But that's hopefully where I see myself going. I don't know, I've been taking photos of the ABC building like for 5 years, being like my future workplace. And I don't know if I can handle another rejection from them, but like, I'm gonna keep trying. So hopefully that's the thing as well. What do I think I need to get to the next stage? What do I need to get to the next stage? Well, that's there's some interesting points here. I think that radio, broadcasting and sound, so all the things I kind of am involved with, DJing, operations, tech, all these things are fields that are, even if we don't think they are, they're kind of gatekept by men, by generally cis white men, older men that, you know, have been doing this forever, or that like, oh, my dad knew someone at the radio station, and then so I was working in the mailroom, and now I'm Jono in the mornings, and I get to do this. And, you know, there's that sort of culture that permeates the sector. Even though we do operate in the volunteer sector, there is still a lot of people that feel that they have more entitlement to the space we create than others. I feel like what I need for the future is for more diverse women, and not even just women, more diverse people, no matter who they choose to identify as, in positions of authority and power in broadcasting, would be what I would want. I think I need the men in the sector and the industries I love to be open to sharing their knowledge with women and with people who don't get the opportunity to have that knowledge kind of just handed to them because they are who they are. I think that it actually needs to be an active effort made by people in these positions to not only look at things as if, you know, it's, oh, but he has the skills. It'd be unfair for me not to give him the opportunity, because then that's bad. Well, actually, no, you need to actively work on diversity, you know, and improving culture. It doesn't just happen because people apply and they are what you think is right for that role. It actually takes time and nurturing. Sometimes it might be harder to put someone in who doesn't have that experience, but how can people gain experience if they're not given the opportunity or the platform? I think the other thing that I need, which I think is a barrier for a lot of women trying to become musicians, trying to become sound gals, if you will, or DJs and any of that kind of thing, which is something that we're really grateful for in community radio and spaces like 2SCR, is actually having the opportunity to get gear, to buy gear, to have experience behind the decks, to have that kind of equal opportunity. It's hard. It's hard to be a DJ when a pair of Technics cost nearly $3,000, when you want to buy a good mixer that's a couple of grand, when you want to maybe upgrade and get some CDJs and they're also a couple of grand a pop. Like, this is a lot to kind of front up for your art and for something that may not pay off for you as a career option, that may just be a hobby. Like, how much can we invest continually in this? And how come it does happen to be more men who happen to have more money? You know, just saying that there's like this huge disparity in the way that men and women are paid in this country, and there has been for a really long time. So how do we actually make it fair? How can we actually make women get in front of this equipment that's really kind of hard to attain when we're not even giving people that equal opportunity, that equal pay to be able to do that? It's hard. It takes longer because you need to save longer. You also may have more expenses than our male counterparts. So yeah, I think getting women the gear, the opportunity, I think that's what I need. That's what I've needed for a long time. I need exposure. I need to take a year off just to focus on my mixing, you know, and be able to feel like I could also live and not die of stress and trying to pay my bills. But that's everyone in art, I suppose. We need time. We need investment. Investment in us, in our skills, in our potential for change to happen. Change doesn't happen when the right person knocks on the door. Change happens when we openly create opportunities and nurture those who have the potential to fill that space. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I think. Happy International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day. On to SCR 107.3.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.